Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. DC Man of God coming to you from Tuesday, the 19th of July. Tuesday night flow. We're going to have an awesome time in the Lord. I'm going to put on some music. We're going to worship God, come back, open up prayer, bring a short word, open up the prayer lines for prayer and strengthening the body of Christ. So, we're good. Let's do it.
Before I bring my need, I will bring my heart. Before I lift my cares, I will lift my arms. I want to know you, I want to find you in every season, in every moment. Before I bring my need, I will bring my heart. And seek you. Speak a word, let me hear your voice. And in the midst of pain, let me feel your joy. Ooh, I wanna know you, I wanna find you in every season, in every moment. Before I speak a word, I will bring my heart and of what I've done. I've let you down. Inside I doubt that you still love me. But in your eyes there's only grace now.
Thank you. You're loving the Lord.
Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just bless you tonight. We come before your throne with boldness. We come before your throne with humility. We ask you to bless and fix everything that's wrong in us and in our lives. And just help us through this season that we're walking through, even now. Even now. I need you more now than I needed you before. I need you to fix some things and change some things and whatever you want. Lord, I give it to you. I lay it down. I submit to your authority. I submit to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. And I'm made out of dirt and water. So, Father, have your way. Bless your people today, Lord. No matter what country or city or state they might be in, if they accidentally get logged in, hooked up into the flow, let them be soaked with your goodness, your everlasting love, and your kindness. Hallelujah. Let the very presence of God in their room, on this connection, on the internet, Lord, use this thing for you to glorify yourself, God. I just give you the glory, honor, and praise today, and I thank you for what you've done through me and kept me from doing and everything else. I give it all to you. I'm a living sacrifice for you. Have your way. Bless your people today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The saints of God said amen. Amen. Man, whew, there's a lot of work going on, and it's hot, 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 hot. I'm telling you, it's about 100 and something today. So I feel bad, you know, not complaining, but I feel bad for people that are homeless, that are sleeping in the heat, trying to survive in the heat. I feel bad for people that don't have air conditioning units in their house, in their trailer, wherever they're at. You know, that should be a mandatory law that everybody has AC. That's the greatest invention ever made. It's just my opinion. But AC, I love me some AC, man. And, you know, that's a game changer for me. when I'm building those houses that you see, I post all that stuff. But when we get the ACs in, I'm good. I'm good because it gets cooler. So, and you know, if you're in Texas and you're in the heat of the summer, it should be, you know, a preaching moment. You know, you need to tell people, you think it's hot now. If you don't make it to heaven, it's going to be hotter than this in hell. So you can use that. You can use that, you know, the heat, all that stuff. So, and I do. But tonight I'm going to be in James chapter 5. I'm going to start at verse 7. And see where it goes. Okay, he said, therefore, this is James speaking. Therefore, being patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord, see how the farmer waits for his precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and last rain. You also be patient. Establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. My brethren, take the prophet who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Indeed, we count him blessed who endures. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intend by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. But above all, my brother, do not swear by heaven or by earth or with any other oath, but let your yes be yes, and let your no's be no, lest you fall into judgment. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. If anyone is cheerful, let him sing psalms. If anyone among you sick, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sin, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. Brother, if anyone among you wanders from the truth, and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turned a sinner from the error of his ways will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sin. Multitude of sin. Love covers a multitude of sin. So, James is talking about patience. Therefore, be patient, brother, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for his precious fruit on the earth. You know, and not grumble against one another. That's a lot of grumbling going on right now. Even in churches, you know. Can we just get along? I mean, you know, there's so many churches out there that are just doing wrong things. I'm not a church basher, but when you're not feeding the sheep, there's a problem. There's a problem. If you dress up and you go to church every Sunday and to be seen, you know, look at my shoes, look at my suit, look at my dress, look at my hat, look at my, you know, I'm anointed, I'm this and that, you're wasting your time, because we don't go to church to glorify ourselves. We go to church to glorify God through worship, through the reading of his word, by receiving his word, by growing. You know, that's how you show honor to God, is by bearing fruit, being fruitful. You know, and if you're not bearing fruit, if nobody's getting saved, there's a problem. There's a problem. Why? Because we are in the end times. This, I mean, it's hot. The scripture says that the laborers are few. The harvest is white, but the laborers are few. The harvest is white. It's white hot right now. You know, the gross darkness is covering this earth. We are the light of God. We are the light of His children. We are the light. We are a city set on a hill for all to see. So we should be useful at some point. You know, it should be useful for the kingdom so He can use you to illuminate others and bring them out of darkness into His marvelous light, bring Him into His presence. But if you're not occupying and if you're not protecting and using and being mindful of His presence, you know, I've been in so many churches, I mean, for a long time, and He's not there. You know, why? Why? This should be the house of God. Why is there no presence? Because man will quench it. Man don't want the presence of God because they can't control it and they can't use it. So a lot of people are like that. But if you want the presence of God, you're going to have to give it over to Him and let Him rule and reign in your life. And He will confirm by three things: by the Word of God, by the Spirit of God, and He will confirm it to you in your heart. So whether, you know, hey, I'm here, I'm not here, you know, leave, stay, whatever, but you got to hear from God. And everybody, anybody out there under the sound of my voice can hear from God. But it's what you practice. You know, you got to practice. If you practice playing tennis, you're going to get good at it. If you practice, you know, shooting a gun, you're going to get good at it. If you practice shooting a bow or you know, playing some other sport, you're going to get good at it. Shooting pool, you're going to get good at it when you practice it. So you have to practice the presence of God, and you have to pray without ceasing. Because he's saying, you know, if you're grumbling against your brother, lest you be condemned. See, we can't be grumbling against people that are supposed to be our brother and sister in Christ because they pray a different way. They have service a different way. You know, they the Baptists are different from the Methodists, and the Methodists are different from the different things. They're different. Everybody's different. So, but you can't get over that, and you can't even go and have, you know, you got to go to a white church. You can't go to a black church. You can't, you know, you've never been in a Hispanic church. You know, there's problems with that because here, the church of God is all colors. When you get to heaven, it's not going to be a white section, a black section, and a Hispanic section. It's going to be all colors, man, blended together and worshiping God before the throne. And that's the way we got to be right now. And if you got a problem with that, you know, because it's weird for you and, you know, you don't understand it, that's okay. It's okay to be like that. But you can't, argue against it and say they're wrong, we're right, and all that stuff. So that's where the grumbling comes from, is that, you know, my club is the best. My club is right and all that stuff. My brother, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Indeed, we count them blessed who endured. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. You see the end by Job. He restored everything back to Job, you know, double. He got double for his trouble. And God is that way. I mean, He's that way. He don't, you know, what you go through, whether it's pain or suffering or you know, spiritual warfare or whatever, God's going to restore. God's going to repay you for what you've done for Him. So you don't have to, you know, put on a shirt that says, hey, I did this for the Lord, and, you know, make yourself all known and boisterous. You just have to be humble in yourself and have patience. You know, I think God is teaching me patience with people because sometimes I really get mad And because the people, when they do something, they do it the opposite way. It always they always pay the price, you know. And I've done it too. Now, I'm not saying I'm perfect because I'm not, but I've done it too. My boss has told me things, and I did it my way, and it come back to bite me on my butt, you know. So you have to know that people that are in charge for a reason, and you have to respect that. And you have to, you know that. So it's like the same thing I was telling my employees that was working under me, and I would tell them, you know, whatever I ask you to do, just do it in the order I ask you to do it, because I know more than you know, and I don't have time to stop and explain it to you. You just do it the way I ask you to do it, in the order that I ask you to do it, and you're going to come out looking really smart. And they always did, and because I knew more than they knew. Now, God does the same thing with us. He knows more than we know. So he's trying to get us to lay our flesh down and get out of the way, because he's trying to shift, move, and change things around us and get us from point A to point B so we can be blessed. God's intentions and his thoughts toward us have always been good and will always be good. There's never been a bad thought in God toward you or toward me. He said in Jeremiah 29:11, before I formed you and put you in your mother's womb, I knew the plans I had for you, not of evil, but of good, to prosper you and to give you a hope and a future. Your hope and future is in Jesus Christ. That's your hope and future. And it's all good. It's all good in him. When you're walking in God and you're holding his hand and you're staying connected through prayer, you know, communing with God and meditating on his word and just looking at this earth that we live in, how beautiful it is, how the colors come together, how everything maintains its own thing. Mother Nature is a beast. Mother Nature is beautiful because God created it. He created everything in this earth. So appreciate it. That's what I'm saying. Appreciate the little birds. Appreciate how they're all fed, how they all have homes, how they all have all this stuff. You know, everything has a purpose. So